You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm talking with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker on Wednesday, September 2nd, 2026. Thank you for joining me, Sean, to bring the community an update from the Wood County Sheriff's Department.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for letting me be here.
Absolutely. And you just finished up the Central Wisconsin State Fair. How was that? I got to see a lot of fun pictures.
Yeah, it went great. I always want to throw out the, recognize the people that make that, entire fair happen. It's such a highlight for Central Wisconsin and the Marshfield community. But all the means that take place. And then, for us, just having that part. Got to really, throw out there Lieutenant Nathan Dean. Nate had an idea several years ago about, hey, let's get, back involved in the fair. Maybe we can get a decent spot where we're connecting with the community or people coming in to enjoy the fair. And it worked out great where, one of the entrances, that's where our booth's at. And then that's expanded, not only just with us, but the Marshfield Police Department, Marshfield Fire Department, Wood County Emergency Management, our dispatch center. It's all like in one area, which I think is a great idea because if people are looking for help, they need something, you've got every single aspect there of public safety to work out. So I really look at that as something that Nate started, and took that on, and it's gone out great. We had a lot of great, community and public interaction with people. Gave out a lot of prizes. It's football season, so my vision, I love football. We had a K-9 unit footballs, that we were giving out to people along with many other things. And, all of our staff that took the time from their busy schedules to help, be part of our booth. It was very rewarding. Both of our therapy dogs were there, Rip and Lola, and their handlers, but the therapy dogs are more important than them. And that's just a joke.
The handlers are just kind of there in the background.
But Lieutenant Susanna Wagner, put a lot of time up there. Deputy Jesse Nels also did as well. And other, like I said, other staff was up there as well. So overall, a great success for us and just a way for our community can get out there. I got to spend some time with my grandson.
Nice.
We had gotten, for our department, one of those smaller cars that you can ride in. And we had decals put on at the sheriff's department. So we were letting younger kids get in there. And, we have a remote to it so they can be driving around. So it was fun.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was cute. So, yeah.
And it's like it's almost an expanded national night out where you have you there for multiple days and you get a chance to interact with the public in a way that isn't an emergency.
Right. Yep. You get to see us in a different light. And those are always great, opportunities to be part of the community.
Mm-hmm. And another part of the community is Bingo at the Ridges. That is coming back again.
Yeah, the Ridges teamed up with the Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club and started doing bingo there. And a big part of that is partnering with local charities, local 501c3s, that they can come in and do the raffle, prizes 50-50. And last year we were talking to, to Frank Hoffer. He's one of the Lions from Wisconsin Rapids, and said, what about, you guys have a foundation for your canine unit. It's called the Acacia Foundation. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, would you guys want to do it? It didn't work out last year because the schedule got pretty busy, but we're going to have one coming up. Take a look at our Facebook page. We'll have that date established, but we'll come in with prizes that we'll raffle off as well. We got a lot of great community supporters that donate, items, TVs, Tim Burkhauser. I'm probably going to be calling Tim from Spectrum Insurance, but he's been great. Like, hey, grab a TV, and we'll raffle that off, and those kind of prizes that we'll do. So, that's going to be coming up. But once we get the date out there, I'll make sure that everybody knows. The other thing that is coming up that's established on September 19th out of Club Forest, just into Portage County. Sarah and Chris Adams had a great idea. UTVs and ATVs have become so popular, within central Wisconsin. There's a lot of different rides that are done to benefit, a nonprofit.
Much like they used to have the motorcycle rides,
right.
That and they still do, obviously.
Yeah.
But this is kind of a
similar
to that.
It opens
it up to more people who don't necessarily want to ride a motorcycle.
Absolutely. And like I said, it's this is such a growing sport, recreational sport. So anyway, there we're going to do on the 19th of September, leaving Club Forest and then stopping at several other taverns between Wood and Portage County that are very supportive of our canine unit. So people are interested in doing that. You have a UTV and you want to go a ride, I'll be a part of that along with people from Portage County. It's not just exclusively raising money for our canine unit. It's going to be split between Wood and Portage County Sheriff's Department's canine units. So
okay.
We'll have some gun raffles, basket raffles. It's $25 per UTV to take part. And yeah, hope to see a lot of people there. You
know, and that's on September 19th?
September 19th, Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's just the community support for the canine unit. It's just, I always say it, we're just so blessed, so lucky. Because of the support, we're going to be adding a canine unit. James Pigeon retired from our canine unit. He still at the department, did a great job. It was his time to, you know, step away, and that's totally understandable. And again, did a phenomenal job. But we looked at it at our department and say, okay, we could add one because of all this community support. And we're going to do that sometime early next year, but we're going to start that process very soon within the department. Lieutenant Brandon Christensen oversees our canine unit, so he's going to take that process and run with it. But the community can see another full-service law enforcement dog, a canine that will be specializing in drug detection.
Okay.
So that'll be happening early next year. But it's a process to get there. And the training, the vendor is the Siphony Kennels near Beaver Dam. We partnered with them several years, and we're very fortunate to have a vendor within the state.
Yes.
We didn't before, and then you're sending people, you know, to, you know, Indiana or even further away. There's a lot of, you know, great vendors out there, but we're very fortunate to have one within the state because it's a pretty, you know, multi-week training program that you go through, and it's a huge, huge commitment to be a canine officer. And so that's what this process that Brandon's going to put together is going to show who wants to have that level of commitment, not just to the department, but to the program, the canine program. And on top of that, the family commitment.
Right, you have to because look that dog lives with them, right?
Absolutely. You know, so it's not going to be somebody that is going to be selective to saying that I want this and I want that and, you know, I want a dog. No, it's going to be, you know, if the people that are interested are listening, I hope you have the conversation with the people that you live with to determine that they are going to support that and have that level of commitment as well. Because that's, for me, what I'm going to be really looking for. One of the really most important things is a new canine handler. Like, okay, what do you have for, you know, at home support for this program? So, yeah, I'm excited to see that process go through. Very, very happy with Brandon. He put together a very, very fair process. And early next year, we'll have an addition to our department as a new canine.
Well, and along with all those fundraisers that are happening, like you mentioned, the ATV-UTV one on the 19th, there is a ATV-UTV safety course coming up.
Correct,
which is, I was looking at the numbers a little bit from the last month, and there really haven't been a whole lot of accidents or citations for those vehicles. And there's been concern over that in previous years or just people's worries about these vehicles because they're not the same as a regular, you know, car or truck.
Correct. And we've been sharing, you know, in Wood County, most of the county highways with, regular motor vehicle traffic. And that was a pretty significant hot topic. You know, how do you continue to share? You're adding more vehicles to the roadway. But remember, you know, pedestrians have a right to be on every highway, roadway, street. Bicycles. It's an awareness thing, you know, for us. And then the safety course that we've been teaching for a few years now, Sergeant Matt Souza's done a awesome job with that. Part of his position is ATV, UTV enforcement. You know, knock on wood, we haven't had a crash. Now that you mentioned it, but it could happen, you know, and we're prepared for that. We just hope it doesn't. But correct. I think when we can get out, number one, talk about it like we are right now, and offer up these programs, not just exclusively to younger people, but to everybody.
Mm-hmm. These are newer vehicles in our lifetime, really.
Right.
This is a different kind of transportation.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a recreational sport that it's growing, and if you look at other communities throughout the entire state, the one that always boggled my mind with the high traffic volume, Wisconsin Dells is open, and that happened years ago. And I even remember being up in Eagle River, all of a sudden seeing UTVs on their main street. So I knew that this was just going to continue to expand.
Yeah.
Marshfield, mm-hmm. a lot of their streets are open, and I think at some point, Wisconsin Rapids will, one section is, which is, I know, appreciative by the people that have UTVs and ATVs, that you can at least get around the city mm-hmm. instead of being, closed off for, 500-600 feet, whatever it might be on Griffith Avenue, County Highway Z. But, as time goes on, maybe they'll expand that. We'll see. That'll mm-hmm. be up to the powers that be within the city limits. But, it's a recreational support. I mean, recreational sport that is just going to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a good spot for us to take a short pause to hear from our sponsors. I'm Melissa Kay talking with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I'm speaking with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker, and where we left off, we were talking about ATV-UTV safety course that is coming up. Where can people go to find that information?
Check out our Facebook page. We've got all that information on there. It's coming up on October 23rd at the courthouse. So I would say the easiest way, and you can call our department for information as well. But just check out the Facebook page. You'll see the post that we have, and then you can register from there.
All right. And I'm assuming they have to supply their own UTV?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have ours there.
You will. Okay.
Sheriff's Department has a UTV that we got off a grant when we had Farm Technology Days up in Marshfield a few years ago. And then we also just bought a four-wheeler a couple of years ago.
Okay. What do you mainly use those for?
Extra patrols. The dual role. If we have to respond to an incident that's off-road, we'll use either one of them. Otherwise, extra patrols. Like you brought up the fair. Mm-hmm. We had our UTV there the entire time. Mm-hmm. And we utilized that within the fairgrounds or even, leaving the fair. Like we had a Broadfry Fire Canada unit that the Wheelers did that Deputy Jesse Nels came with his partner Rip to make an appearance and show the support for the canine unit.
Mm-hmm.
Wheelers has been a great partner for us throughout the years, where they've been doing rot fries at both of their locations here in Wood County, Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids. And we're having another one coming up tomorrow here in Wisconsin Rapids, but always been a great supporter of the Sheriff's Department and the canine unit.
Mm-hmm. And as people are listening to this, because we recorded this on September 2nd, that brat fry is happening on September 3rd. So hopefully you went and you had a delicious brat.
Hope so.
There's only so many summer days left to get brats. I mean,
yeah,
summer
no
is
kidding.
The season for brats in Wisconsin.
Yeah, don't depress me that the school started today or yesterday.
But Sheriff Becker, football.
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right. Football.
All right. Placated?
Like yes. I'm All good right. now.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Deputy Nels, yeah. and I want to talk about the epinephrine that has been going around with, because I've seen a couple reports here recently of them saving lives. And this was done by the Mueller family after their tragic loss of their son, Andrew, who was in his 20s.
Every time I talk about it, it's hard not to get choked up about, because, Andrew passed not that long ago, and for the family to, push this initiative as much as they have is, they're saving lives already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just had this where, somebody had an allergic reaction to a bee sting, and Deputy Jesse Nels was close by. All of our squads carry the EpiPens, and he went over there and was the first person there, right before the ambulance, which happens periodically in mm-hmm. rural communities where we might get there ahead of time.
Yeah.
And he, used a dose of it and, helped that person out, it saved somebody's life. And you're seeing that happen more and more off the initiative that the Mueller family's been doing. Mm-hmm. If you pay attention to, you know, their Facebook page. I mean, they're up in Florence County and got their sheriff's department, you know, that start to have all of their squads carry it. They've been all over the state connecting with sheriff's departments. That's the primary connection or goal that they'd like to be with, because what I said, you know, the rural communities.
You guys get there first.
Correct. And that happens. That's not a knock on our first responders. It's just, we're all part of that. And now equipping everybody with that is going to save lives, and it has been. So, yeah, that happened recently. And, you know, a big shout out to the Mueller family. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Appreciate what you've been doing, because you are saving lives and making a difference, not just in Wood County, but Portage County.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's endless. You see, you know, the departments that they're connecting with and signing them up, and they're going to continue. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see this. I think the goal is the entire state, and, you know, tell you what, if that happens, Mark, you're going to be going to other states, you know, but, you know, a huge thank you to the Mueller family.
Yeah. Turning such a tragic loss into saving so many lives. It is a beautiful tribute to Andrew.
Sure is. Sure is.
Well, we do have to talk about flock cameras, sure. Sheriff Becker. It's a big, big topic that has catching a lot of attention and concern right now. So just give us kind of an overview of how your department uses flock,
sure.
and then what enforcement you do on your side as leader of your department.
Yeah, and you're seeing it. There's been a lot of attention to flock for, you know, various reasons. We've had the program for a while now. For whatever reason, it became quite a big topic. You know, and I look at it, you know, just at the enforcement level with staff. And I'll comment to that. If you have staff members that abuse it, they need to be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you've seen that, unfortunately, in Wisconsin, where a Menasha ex-officer, where he needs to be an ex-officer, was using it to stalk ex-girlfriend, or I don't know exactly the circumstances, but terminated.
Inappropriate use.
Yeah, absolutely. And terminated. And then part of his sentence, he'll never be a law enforcement officer again, which he shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And then spending time in jail. Mm-hmm. I support that 100%. You know, I look at, you know, there's a lot of laws already in place that will connect to, you know, when police officers unfortunately abuse the equipment that they have available to them. And that's what, you know, is concerning with me. I trust our staff. Mm-hmm. I really do. And I've got a lot of success stories locally I could tell you, and we'll probably get into them a little bit, but I want to make it very clear to the listeners, you know, on my end as an administrator, you know, we bought into this program to provide a better service to the community, all right? And if you abuse it for whatever reason, you're going to be held accountable, and you're not going to be working for our team anymore, and you'll be in jail. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not going to tolerate that, because people trust us. They trust us as law enforcement officers. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is what you are seeing, not just here in Wisconsin, but throughout the country. And that jeopardizes this program. It mm-hmm. really does. And if that would happen with our agency and somebody abused it, they will be held accountable and we won't have the program anymore. Bottom line.
Okay.
Right. But on the flip side of it, and I make our county board aware of all these situations that come up. I made them aware that we have the program. We've had the program for a while. It's been budgeted for. We weren't hiding anything. But, mm-hmm. of course, it wasn't when we signed up for this program. It wasn't as big of a topic as it is right now. But they're very well aware that we have this, mm-hmm. and we're not hiding it. Just success stories that we've been part of, you know, just in the last 3 days, stolen vehicles. We had one on Saturday, one of our deputies checked on for work, Deputy Aaron Anderson, and there's a stolen vehicle out of Marshfield that went by one of the cameras. We are notified of it immediately. Aaron was close by, found the vehicle and stopped it. We had one yesterday, very similar circumstance, another stolen vehicle out of Marshfield, and we had a deputy, Ross, pull that vehicle over, fortunately without incident, going back a couple weeks. Now, what can be controversial is the information sharing between law enforcement agencies. Some people don't like that, but I'm going to tell you something. We had a stolen vehicle out of Iowa here with a runaway juvenile and another person that was wanted, and they wound up here in Wisconsin Rapids, and a Grand Rapids officer found that vehicle from Flock, a pursuit initiated, and we got that vehicle stopped. And then other things that have happened not that long ago, we had a kidnapping in Wisconsin Rapids that was related to a domestic incident that once that information was put in Flock, that person was stopped in Plover. And that was a very serious incident. And that victim, I think, was saved, you know, but she was kidnapped from Wisconsin Rapids. And because Flock is an exclusive, obviously, to Wood County or Wisconsin Rapids, it goes through other communities as well. Mm-hmm. You know, another one in the Pittsville area, we had somebody that, an elderly person went missing. A silver alert was out, and we had the vehicle information, the plate, and Flock and La Crosse picked up that person, and we were able to, you know, the law enforcement in that area were able to stop that person and get them and return them home. A lot of the searches that we do are really mental health related, welfare checks. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll get information on somebody that might have left an area that we had information on that was in, might want to do self-harm or something that needed to go down that welfare check line. When we looked at what our searches, our inputs were, that was the primary thing that we've been doing locally to, mm-hmm. to find people that need help. Again, I understand that it's somewhat political, and I know that there's the feeling of people do not support the program. I understand that. For me, it's been a good tool for us to help keep the community safe. But the abuse is what will end the program as far as a law enforcement administrator. And I want to make that very clear. If we have staff that abuse it, it's gone. And that staff member will be held accountable.
I appreciate you making that very straightforward statement, because sure. I think that's what people need to hear.
And you know, as time moves on, you know, you might see some restrictions, some laws coming out. I know that, you know, political leaders are looking at it from both sides of the aisle. And maybe there will be some specific restrictions on, you know, abuse mm-hmm. or some other, you know, things that want to be addressed. Sometimes it takes a while for the law to catch up with technology. You know, we'll see it as that moves forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sheriff Becker, we've run out of time today. Okay. I appreciate you taking the time to stop in today. I'm Melissa Kay, talking with Sheriff Sean Becker of the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Again, thank you for being here today, Sean.
You bet. My pleasure.
And thank you to listeners joining us for news in our community on Perspective, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.